It's no secret that Illinois' budget is facing many challenges and has a huge backlog of unpaid bills. How big of a role does pension payments play, for instance?
Pension payments have played a really big role in the budgeting process, especially in recent years, because we've hit the point in our plan for paying pension benefits. Some people call it a ramp, or it's basically our schedule for how we're going to make these payments. We've hit the point where the payments have spiked quite a bit. So we're seeing payments that take up a really large chunk of the revenue that's coming in to fund state services. Now, those payments that ramp will kind of ease off in the coming years. We've definitely hit kind of the peak of it at probably the worst time possible in Illinois right after the recession and when we had lots of other things complicating our budget. But we're still looking at, you know, pension payments that are billions of dollars that lawmakers have to figure out how to make every year.
And what about another issue we've heard a lot about, especially during the election cycle, the income tax rate?
Yeah, and so these two kind of go hand in hand. The temporary increase in the rate for income taxes, the revenue that came in for that, the bulk of it went to pay pension payments when we were going through that period where they were pretty high, pretty spiked in the schedule. So that money has helped kind of keep the pension system afloat, help keep those things fully funded, whereas they weren't in the past. And the increased revenue from the tax increase has played a really big role in us having a little bit of budget recovery in Illinois, you know, getting things a little more stable than it was when Rob Blagojevich was impeached and left office and Governor Pat Quinn stepped in. So it's played a really big role, and it's going to play a big role in what happens next, because it's going to start to sunset in January. And when you look at the money that's coming in under the increased rates and some expanded costs that are probably going to happen, you know, over the next year or so, it puts us at about a $2 billion hole if that rate were to sunset.
And one thing that seems to come up in this column is the lack of long-term planning. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I talked to folks from the Fiscal Futures Project at the University of Illinois, and what they're kind of setting out to do is get a good picture of the state's budget and then help out and, you know, give some ideas for long-term planning. And that's not to say that they're saying, oh, we should cut this or we should fund this. It's more like trying to get some best practices in place, some good accounting practices, making sure that the state is, you know, going about things the right way to plan the budget for the future. And one of the things that they found out when they first started this project was that it's really difficult to even quantify what is the state budget. There's so many funds that go into the state budget, and a lot of things will move around from fund to fund. So one expense will be in the general revenue fund, which is like the main checkbook this year, and then next year it might come out of some special fund. So they really had to start from the ground up to build a picture of the state budget, which is a little scary that isn't something that the state can kind of just hand over and say, here's the budget. The other thing that was maybe a concern that they found was that there isn't really any long-term, or at least they weren't able to find any long-term planning going on. For instance, they weren't able to find the state making plans on education spending by having some projections of how many kids will be in K-12 in 10 years, or making plans for human services by having some projections on how many caseloads, how many people will need a certain program. The budgeting process has basically been based on how much did we spend on it last year? Can we afford to spend a little bit more on it this year to cover inflation? And that's that. And that can be a concern when you're looking at, you know, growing older populations in the state, when you're looking at more children in poverty who maybe need more support from the school system that will cost more. You know, those factors really need to start being considered when we're planning the long-term budget.
What are the most immediate challenges facing the legislature when it comes to crafting a budget for the coming fiscal year?
The first challenge is just to make it through the current fiscal year. The budget that was approved in the spring, according to the state agencies, will not fully fund everything that they are doing. What we'll probably see there is that the backlog of bills may increase. We may see, you know, some of those payments slow down in order to keep from making immediate cuts. They will likely push more into the backlog. And then for next fiscal year, you know, the big question is what's going to happen with revenue and cuts to get the state's budget in a stable place over the long term. It's going to take a combination of both. So it's going to be a very interesting budget year with a new governor to see what can be worked out as far as bringing in the money that's needed and making some cuts to make sure that we don't have a structural deficit.
Are there any changes to be expected with Bruce Rauner as governor when it comes to the budget making process?
Yeah, it's a bit of a question mark because we don't know a lot yet about how he works with lawmakers. Probably the most obvious change or possible change will be that the process will likely be more of a bipartisan process. Republicans and Democrats have worked together on and off on budgeting in recent years, but often when it got close to time to pass a budget, Democrats kind of went it alone. They cut out the Republicans because they, you know, their argument was that Republicans wouldn't vote for things like taxes and revenue to fund the budget. And so they kind of just cut them out of the process and the budgets were passed with just Democratic votes. You know, Democrats are now probably going to expect that Republicans put some votes on some difficult choices like cuts and possible tax increases as well. So we'll probably see more cooperation across the aisle. This column kind of looked at the issues that are going on right now and how they will affect the budget in the long-term future. So the two big factors going into the budget are pension reform. Will the pension reform legislation that was approved by the General Assembly be upheld by the Illinois Supreme Court? And taxes. Will the tax increase sunset or step down or stay in place? It seems unlikely that the pension reform will be upheld given the ruling that the Supreme Court made on employee health care, but we don't know. We can't predict that. If it were upheld and the tax increase stayed in place purely from a budget standpoint, that would be the best case scenario because we would have more revenue and some savings coming in from that. This column, you know, the research that I was looking at projected out to actually 2025 and what our deficit would be at that point. Under that best case scenario, what they see is a $5 billion deficit for us in 2025. So that's the good news. If under the worst case scenario, the tax increase is completely rolled back and the pension reform is not upheld, we could see a deficit of up to $14 billion at that point. Either way, there's a lot to do to get Illinois' budget in a stable place in the long term. And it's something that lawmakers and the new governor are going to have to start thinking about and working on now.
Is that to be expected, though? We know that part of the reason we got to where we are is because of the lack of long-term planning and looking ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, that is exactly why we're here. There wasn't long-term planning, and then the Great Recession hit, so it was a double whammy for Illinois, and that's why we fared much worse than a lot of other states coming out of the recession as far as our state budget goes. One of the possibilities for trying to address our budget problem is looking at the way that taxing and revenue is structured in the state. A lot of folks on both sides of the aisle think that extending the sales tax to services is a good start. So it's encouraging that the new governor, you know, considers that that is something that is on the table. I think it's a good sign that he has not, you know, really emphatically ruled anything out at this point, because it's going to take some revolutionary thinking compared to the budgeting process that we have seen in recent years.
All right, Jamie Dunn with Illinois Issues. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.